No doubt, underneath it all, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Underneath her long sleeve shirt and long pants, Tricia is still very itchy. She has been diagnosed officially by myself and our owner, Mr. Evans, as having poison ivy.
Because you guys are medical professionals.
No, we both had poison ivy. We know what it looks like.
Yes. So both of you told me to get Caladryl.
Which you did.
So I did that. And I poured it on myself yesterday.
You thought it was a one use only, I'm done.
Okay. I've never had poison ivy before. Right. And I guess I've never really been around anybody who has suffered from it. Nobody in my house has had it.
Good.
So I'd not had to see what you have to go through with it. So I kind of thought yesterday when I poured it all over, I was like, okay, I'm good. Now I'm healed.
You'll need to reapply.
Yeah. So yeah, they told me, no, you got to carry that around with you. So good thing it fits in my purse. But
I yesterday also suggested that you take an oatmeal bath and you laughed at it.
Yeah, because, okay, my thought, not knowing about an oatmeal bath, I thought that you meant that you have to
make it as consistent as oatmeal.
The oatmeal and a bunch of it and then put it in the bathtub, or you just put a load. I'm thinking, where do you get this much oatmeal?
You would destroy the plumbing in your home.
You put the drain, make sure your drain plug is in, but
then how would you get all that back out of the bathtub?
These were questions I had. I was like, why would you fill your bathtub with oatmeal? And then I was imagining, okay, well, I guess you just put hot water in there and it kind of cooks the oatmeal while you're sitting in that.
None of that is accurate at all.
So I was like, I'm not doing that. Okay. I am not. I don't have that much oatmeal at home.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go load up and get nine cans of oatmeal. No, what you do is you take one cup of oatmeal. It's very thin. It's very weak, but it does calm the skin and calm that itching down. You don't fill the bathtub full of oatmeal.
Well, that's what I thought. And either way.
And you don't want a boiling hot bath. You want kind of a nice lukewarm bath.
Tricia is not taking an oatmeal bath. Not unless I'm forced to.
Well, listen, when you get sprayed with a skunk, I'm going to talk to you about the tomato juice bath, and you're not going to like that either.